Shipping Industry Insiders are warning that the waters off Australia's east coast have become a dumping ground for the garbage generated from ships that have been weeks at sea. They say rubbish is being dumped before ships reach Australian ports to avoid fees and in defiance of strict international shipping rules that ban illegal dumping. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority concedes it is an issue and says they're trying to catch the offenders. Stephanie Smale reports.
After working for two international shipping companies and an Australian government shipping line, John Bell says he's got a good idea how much rubbish is generated at sea.
Plastic water bottles by the million, lots of plastic rubbish bags, packing cases that the food was in.
He warns many international crews aren't offloading it at ports to avoid paying fees.
Most of the ships coming to Australia are coming from Northern Asia, and they have a 3 to 4 week journey, and they'd have 24 to 36 crew. And amazingly, when they arrive at an Australian port, there's no rubbish, which is just absolutely impossible and incredulous to believe. And the simple solution is that you have a minor fee per tonne that's compulsorily levied as part of a berthing fee for all ships. And that pays for the rubbish to come ashore. On top of that, you must have some enforcement. If they can't prove the appropriate rubbish, then they pay a fine.
John Bell is frustrated with the existing system that's overseen by the Australian Maritime Safety Authority, or AMSA, arguing there's no clear checks and balances.
They just have regulations and you must follow them. And there's fines if you don't, but everybody avoids it because they wait till they're out of sight of land.
In the past 5 years, only 7 ships have been prosecuted by AMSA for dumping waste or shipping equipment at sea. In each instance, both the ship's owner and master faced relatively small fines, from $300 for a ship master to $20,000 for a ship owner. But marine scientists say there's significant evidence that rubbish is being dumped overboard on a regular basis. Stephen Smith is the director of the National Marine Science Centre at Southern Cross University.
Up to 50% of the bottles we find right throughout New South Wales are foreign bottles, and certainly in northern New South Wales they're not available for purchase. So it leaves us with a conclusion when we combine that with the fact that there's no marine growth on them, that they're coming directly from passing ships.
He says floating rubbish isn't just a threat to the marine ecosystem, it's a biosecurity hazard.
There have been many studies now that have been done, for example, in the Southern Ocean, where they've demonstrated we're providing this mechanism for transport of species where there was no mechanism beforehand.
The Australian Maritime Safety Authority argues some shipping companies take rubbish back to their country of origin to save on rubbish disposal fees, but it doesn't deny that rubbish is being dumped at sea. Annalise Sly is AMSA's Acting Manager for Environment Standards.
It's estimated that shipping contributes 20% of marine plastics into the sea.
Annalise Sly argues there's a major international effort underway to track down ships that are dumping and find ways to prevent it. In response to calls to make unloading rubbish at port mandatory, Annalise Sly says that's created problems overseas, particularly in the European Union, with ships dumping more rubbish than a port can handle. She explains the current policing system relies on a ship's crew recording the correct information about what was offloaded where, but that's not checked regularly.
Is there any way to confirm the amount of garbage coming off or not coming off ships at Australian ports?
There's not necessarily a central database where that information is collected, but there is access to elements of information depending on what entity is involved in the particular part of the waste disposal.
So is there any way to cross-check that is, in fact, the correct amount?
We've got a tool which helps calculate what should be the estimated quantity you should be seeing. Our officers will look further into it if there's absences of periods of waste management, or potentially they say that they've discharged ashore but there's no receipts or there's no evidence to support that.
Annalise Sly from the Australian Maritime Safety Authority speaking with Stephanie Smale.